The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
It's another hour of What's On Your Mind with Todd Mitchell. I'm Scott Hennon. Hello, everybody. Glad you're listening. Jot these numbers down, or better yet, put it right there in your speed dial so it's easy to join the discussion on What's On Your Mind. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Congressman Kevin Cramer, who normally is in this slot on Wednesdays in our talk radio town hall, is actually not able to join us today or next week, just due to some scheduling conflicts. The Memorial Day holiday back things up a day this week, and so this was a travel day, and then next week a similar conflict. So we had a two-week hiatus in the talk radio town hall. That'll just mean more opportunities for you to get those questions well thought out, and look forward to resuming our talk radio town hall with Congressman Kevin Cramer on Wednesdays here on the program we call What's On Your Mind. We're in Watford City today, so we're calling this Watford City Wednesday, and finding out about some great things that are happening in and around here. Some of them related to the tornado that happened on Monday, but surprisingly not a lot. A lot of Watford City, I'm just amazed, has really moved on. It's dominating news everywhere else. It's in the newspapers today in Bismarck and Fargo and other places. We're going to talk about that a little later on this hour. Just what do you do during a tornado, and do you think more needs to be done to make people aware of what to do in a tornado? I have to tell you, I'm a little bit of I don't know what the word is, but I'm a little dismissive of this whole navel gazing on what do we need to do in tornadoes. Number one, they're very rare. Number two, I think most of us know what to do. And obviously, to the extent some people are in temporary housing, they need to pay more attention than somebody that has a shelter readily available. But anyway, and also a story on the eastern end of the state, an accident involving a Kindred man who was driving 90 miles an hour on the interstate, texting while driving, caused an accident that killed a man, and was sentenced this week to 30 days in jail as a result of that. Also is going to be undertaking some awareness campaigns through public service, but the question is that enough? We're going to dig into that a little bit today. And, of course, as we always do, welcome your questions or comments on any and all topics on the program we call What's On Your Mind. Margie and Mandan wanted to weigh in on a question, and before we get to our guest, we're going to find out what's on Margie's mind. Hello, Margie. You're on What's On Your Mind.
Okay. I basically have a comment about people who are making solicitation calls, and they're local calls, and therefore, when they make them, the charity that they're calling about is very worthwhile. I'm not knocking that at all. But in the past 2 days, I have gotten two. And this morning I got one that just irritated me. And excellent, excellent cause. And she said, can we count on you and your husband for just, she said, a small amount. She says, anything you can afford will help. And I said, yeah. We live on a very, very limited income, Social Security only. And I said, I'll send in $10. How does that sound? And she said to me, well, are you comfortable with your $35 donation? And I said, no. I said, the most we can afford is $10. She said, well, are you comfortable then with your $25 donation? And I go, no, I'm sorry. I said, 10. It's the best we can do. We're on limited incomes, and we're both in our middle 70s, and that's it. And she says, well, are you really comfortable then with your $15 pledge?
Oh, my gosh.
I said, you know, I'm sorry, but you just lost $10. I don't appreciate you trying to raise up what I can afford to give. I said, so I'm hanging up, have a nice day. And the same thing happened a couple of days ago with an organization. They said a very small amount. Again, $10 to me is a small amount. If I give to five charities a month at $10, that's $50 out of our Social Security check. And so consequently, I ended up not giving any to either one. But I don't know if other people get irritated with that, but they don't hear what the people that they call are saying. They just don't hear. And
well, I'm not sure they don't hear. I think it's kind of a, I think what it is a, they're carnival barkers, for lack of a better term. I mean, they heard you. They heard the $10. It's just a game to try and get you to do more and guilt you into it, which is a high pressure deal. And
makes you wonder if it's even legitimate, Scott. I mean,
yeah, I mean, if it's
charities aren't going to try to twist your arm that hard because they're trying to protect their good name. So it starts to make me wonder if it's even a legitimate. I mean, and a lot of the scam callers, unfortunately, will use the name or a name that sounds very legitimate, even though they're not.
Yeah, well, these both sounded like, you know, super, super legitimate charities when they introduce themselves, but it's just, that's just irritating to me.
Well, let me ask you this, Margie. What was the charity that they represented? They said they represented anyone.
Breast cancer this morning.
Okay, and have they called you before? Have you donated before to breast cancer causes?
Yes, I have. Yeah, but okay. I've done it through the mail. I've never done it by a telephone call before.
And did they represent that they were representing a North Dakota charity
they said that they are representing the Breast Cancer Foundation and that they are calling good people in the Bismarck Mandan area to help them meet their fundraising quotas or their fundraising.
You know, I'm going to bring this up with Carol Grossman at the Attorney General's Office, the Consumer Protection Division guy, and see what kind of calls he's had. Because chances are, if there is an illegitimate call, a not legitimate call, whatever the grammar is there, going around, he's probably gotten a few other calls. Because nobody's going to say, oh, who cares about breast cancer? Of course we're all going to care about breast cancer. Breast cancer is, in and of itself, an extremely legitimate charity. The question is that actually where your money is going? Just because somebody says, I'm calling to fight breast cancer, doesn't mean that's what I'm going to use when I get your 15 or 25 or whatever bucks.
Yeah.
And also, they know what number they're calling, so they'd say the Bismarck Mandan area just to make it sound local. What I would do is, wherever you've donated locally before, I'd call them and see if they have, you know, contracted with any kind of a telemarketing firm. My guess is, this is not a legitimate deal, would be my guess. But
a quick way to find out whether it is legitimate is to ask him for a phone number. Say, let me call you back in a few minutes when I have the information I need to be able to give you the donation. If they hang up on you at that point, guess what?
Yeah.
Margie, and it probably helped some others know that if this starts happening, it's a good time for the call to end. Rather than take your $10 and be glad they got your $10, and that was generous of you to offer it, and you should.
Yeah, really, most legitimate charities are perfectly willing to take the $10 and be thankful. You're right.
Yeah, the one charity that is extremely excellent about that when they call for a solicitation is the Child's Learning Center, the Child's Hope, I believe it is, that helped the underprivileged children that are handicapped. Yeah, there's been times when they've called and the best I could do was $5 and they were so grateful for it.
That's what the legitimate guys will do.
Margie, thank you. Appreciate the call and appreciate you sharing that story with our listeners. Let me get Dennis and Cole Harbor in here. Go ahead, Dennis, you're up on What's on Your Mind.
Okay, I'm on, huh?
You are, sir.
I called briefly several weeks ago. I want to comment on this guy, Snowden. I'm a veteran. And here he is. All of a sudden, he's coming back in the media again. Brian Williams has been over there, got his picture taken, and everybody's feeling good about it. I talked to Kevin Kramer a few weeks ago in Fargo. Anyway, why don't we try this guy in absentia? Find him guilty if that's the case, and he won't want to come home. And maybe all these scalp hangers who like to have their pictures taken will back off a little bit. But anyway, that's my comment. Try him in abstention.
All right, Dennis, so you're not in the camp that thinks he's a hero.
Sir?
I said, I'm glad to hear you. You obviously are not in the camp that thinks he's a hero. I'm amazed the amount of people that think this guy's a hero because...
What bothers me, but in my thoughts, it's only the media. It's the politicians. They all like to get their picture taken with him, but nobody do anything about it.
Well, Dennis, you have a good suggestion there. We'll add that to the list for Congressman Kramer when he joins us next, but appreciate your take on that because my take is closer to yours that this guy is far from a hero. And now he's running around saying he was a – you mentioned the Brian Williams interview. He said he was trained as a spy, not just an analyst. He craves the media for sure. Appreciate the call, Dennis. Thanks a bunch. Dennis and Cole Harbor weighing in. Margie and Mandan. When we come back, we're going to talk to Representative David Drubdoll, who is retiring after – 2+ decades serving in the state legislature, represents this part of North Dakota. We'll chat with him, then back to more of your calls at the bottom of the hour on What's on Your Mind. Stay tuned.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roltec electric conversion system from AgriCover, featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roltec electric conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time, allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash, now open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and 2 heated bays. Do folks need to call ahead, Megan?
Absolutely not. It's first come, first serve, but please call us for wait times. Our phone number is 701-628-1550.
How's things going?
Very well. We've been getting busy now that spring has sprung. As you had mentioned, we are starting to get busier and busier every day.
The North Dakota Truck Wash on the truck bypass south of Senex, Stanley. Come on in.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Location, Watford City today, our What's on Your Mind broadcast, and we caught up with David Drubdoll, who's a representative that has served in the state legislature for 22 years, am I right?
That's correct.
And has been Speaker of the House and is hanging up his, I don't know, it's not cleats, but what do you have as a legislator? Hanging up your tie, I guess, right?
That would be a good definition.
Yeah, exactly. So why are you hanging it up?
Well, after 22 years, and you get, it's very challenging down there, and it was just, I just felt it was time for some new blood to come from this area and represent the district. It was enjoyable. I loved every day of it, but it is a lot of work, and I'm getting up there in years a little bit, and it gets just a little bit too tiring, I think, after the last session, so I decided to let somebody else try it. But first of all, welcome to Watford City, McKenzie County, and District 39.
Enjoying it very much. And where we're sitting right now physically is the First International Bank of Trust building, a few steps from the Outlaws Bar and Grill here. You said you had a business here for a lot of years.
Yeah, I was in business and for 30 years in a hardware furniture store, and it was located right where we're sitting.
How about that? And you also are well known as a fireman.
I've been involved in the Watford and Arnie Guard Fire Department since 1971. I'm currently in Arnie Guard Volunteer Fire Department.
So I have to ask you a little bit about the story that everybody else around the state is still focused on, and that's Monday night's tornado. A lot of folks saying, boy, we need to do more to make people aware of what they need to do during a tornado. Do you think people know that, or do you think we do need to do a little more in the awareness department?
Well, I believe most people know what to do. When you look at the Facebook and see the video, shooting the video of it coming right at them, you kind of wonder at times, but most people know. But the biggest problem is, where do they find shelter with all the temporary housing we have? But I think most of them know they need to find shelter when that starts coming at them. I'm very proud of the departments in McKenzie County in their response, both the ambulance and the fire department, to get down there and get help and locate the people that were injured and get them out of there.
Yeah, really, the community rallied.
They did. They did a great job of rallying behind them.
And what's amazing here is, while it remains a story elsewhere, it's not so much here. It's back to business.
It's back to business. Things are really moving in this area.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's talk a little bit about being a legislator and representing oil country. Do you have sympathetic ears, well informed about the impacts and what's happening?
Well, I believe that most legislatures are very involved and understand the situation to a degree. But unless you actually live here and actually spend time here, you just can't explain it. It's just overwhelming, and it's a continuing, and that's one of the things that a lot of people don't understand. That certainly they send us a lot of money, but we have to fix those roads up every other week. It rains today, and they did cut them off, but there are some trucks that don't realize that the roads are closed off. And when I pulled off my county road this morning, here was an 18-wheeler with a load of pipes heading up it. And one truck like that, and the road is tore up again. And so we have to continually do that. We'll be continuing to fix these roads up until this thing is over with, and that's a long ways down the road. And the only outcome to that, the only alternative to that, is to pave every county road up to the interstate standards, because these trucks are heavy trucks, and that's not going to happen. It's just too expensive. So we need to continue to improve those roads, continue to work on them, to maintain them to a level so that the local people can also drive in those roads, and that's hard to explain to them.
So if I handed you a magic wand or put you in the governor's chair for a day, what's the answer? What would be the obviously you got to sell legislators in every corner of the state on it, so it's no easy feat. But what is the solution? What's the perfect way?
Well, it's a long term solution, no matter how you do it. But one of the things that would help is if they increase the money coming back and sent the money back to the local elected officials and let them use it the way they need to. We did approve a lot of money, but unfortunately they put it into a lot of grants, which is nice, but you can't do long-range planning on grants. You can't make long-term contracts on grants. You have to have control of the money before you can start really doing any bidding or any contracting. We can get contractors in here, but we need the money up front so that we can start the process and let the bids and get them in here. So we need to have more control of the money locally and more of it on a regular scale. Instead of getting the 14% of the 11.5%, we need to get a much higher percentage on a regular basis until this gets over with. When it originally was put in oil and gas, that 5% all came back to the counties. When oil died the first time, then they took it back to the state. When it came back the second time in the 70s, they set a bigger share back of the 5%, but now we're only getting like 28% of the 5% or 14% of the total coming back, and it's just too low of a percentage. We need a higher percentage to be able to control.
If I were the governor or legislative leaders, I would think there would be some merit in saying, okay, more responsibility at the local level, and more dollars. In other words, rather than come hat in hand to Bismarck to say, here, you know, here's the impacts, here's what's happening, more of the dollars stay, but also more of the responsibilities to make the decision. That would be a fair trade-off, wouldn't it?
Well, that's already in place. I mean, there's a reporting process already in place over the years, and they have increased it the last number of times. The reports have to be back, and where it's going, how it's going out, and so forth. So I think the controls are there. They just need to, you know, maybe less controls out of Bismarck, actually, and let them look.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, keep more of the dollars. Rather than send them and then have them come back, keep more of the dollars, but also take on more of the responsibility of managing at the local level what needs to be done.
That's what needs to be done.
But it's a formula change, basically.
It's a formula change, and you know, one of the things I challenged the legislatures is last session they increased the funding to the reservation or to three affiliated tribes to 50% of the total amount of dollars coming back, without hardly any record keeping at all. Why not? These other counties, McKenzie and Montreal County are the top two producing counties in the state, and actually they would be the top, if together they produce the majority of North Dakota and be the second highest producers in the United States. And, they need the help. They need help.
Bob in Grafton has a question for us, listening today on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Bob.
Hi guys, good morning. Enjoy the show. I got a quick little fix for the man camps out there for the tornadoes. So we got the equipment out there. Why don't we just take a backhoe and some of these man camps and dig a little hole in the ground and, you know, put a roof over it there. It doesn't have to be elaborate, just something for those guys to get out of the way of a tornado. Wouldn't take very much, and I'll go ahead and hang up and I'll listen on the radio. Thanks guys.
All right, I guess, you know, what he's talking about wouldn't cost a lot necessarily because you'd obviously, these are temporary, right? They're not going to be there the long term, but, you know, should there be some sort of restriction that when you have temporary housing that there's a shelter of some kind at each of them?
It would be nice if we could require that. I don't know if it's practical. I think you have to actually talk to the man camps and see if the county required it. You'd also have to find a location from it because part of the problem with tornadoes is also heavy rain. And if you're in a low spot, that's going to where all the water collects too. It's a good idea. Whether it's feasible, I guess, is up to somebody else to make that decision.
I don't know. My take is you look at how rare it is, number one. Number two, that this is all temporary. You don't want an RV park 5 miles south of Watford City 5 years from now.
That is correct. And like you said, this is the first tornado I remember touching down. I think there might have been one when I was real young. And I talked to my aunt, who was 92 years old. She said there was a tornado when she was a child, which would have been 80 years ago, and it killed a 13-year-old who was riding a horse. The horse and the 13-year-old died. And she said, come to think of it, it was the exact same area. But that was 80 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. It's darn rare. So I mean, that's sort of my take, that you don't necessarily overreact to these things. Deal with them, and if you're there, certainly an issue. But anyway, appreciate the call, Bob, very much. And Representative Drumdell, thanks for your service in the legislature and sharing a little time with us today.
Well, thank you for coming to Watford, and I really appreciate the opportunity to be on the show with you.
Absolutely. We're going to open up those phones on a Watford City Wednesday next, 800-228-0550. Your take on the tornado thing as well as the texting sentence. We'll continue when we come back.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Is what's on your mind? Turn up the right microphone, Scott. Scott's microphone, Todd's microphone. It's just kind of basic, isn't it?
Testing.
Yeah, testing. All right, we have time till the top of the hour to talk about Watford City, or talk about tornadoes, or talk about the proper amount of sentencing for an individual that causes the death of another, in this case, traffic accidents, texting while driving, whatever you'd like to talk about. Those are two kind of hot-button issues that have caught my attention. But telephone number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Let me be as blunt as I possibly can on this tornado thing. Tornadoes happen. They are rare. I think everybody with any, just the tiniest sliver of common sense knows that look, if I hear a tornado watch or a thunderstorm warning or the skies look a little threatening, and I happen to be in, an RV, a camper, a mobile home, I'm going to take some extra. I get a little frustrated with this rush to, after an incident happens, all of a sudden say, well, now here's what we need to do. And, to stamp, something that could have been much more serious was averted, and now it causes some people to say, well, what if? That's great. That's wonderful. But I don't think we should run around now mandating shelters at every temporary park. I think it's incumbent on somebody that lives in a area that would be vulnerable to, number one, be very aware. In other words, have your smartphone equipped so you're getting the alerts. The story itself starts this way. This is James McPherson's Associated Press story, and Josh Wood, I guess, wrote this. No sirens or local alert system warned an RV park housing workers in North Dakota's oil patch about a Memorial Day tornado that injured 9 people and damaged or destroyed 15 trailers. No sirens or local alert system. Well, that's 5 miles south of town. You can't put a siren everywhere. Okay? Secondly, a local alert system, I don't know what that means. Does that mean I go door and say, hey, by the way, there's a tornado? I mean, you don't have that kind of time. Here's what I'm thinking. Okay, sky's gray. Thunderstorm warning, which can, and, every thunderstorm warning I've ever read over the years says, thunderstorms can and often do produce tornadoes, right? And, so there had been a thunderstorm warning issued hours earlier before this, and then a tornado warning with a fairly short amount of notice. But if I'm in an RV park, and there is a thunderstorm warning, and the skies are gray, and the wind's picking up, I'm going to take some extra precautions. I don't know now why we need to all of a sudden say, well, we need to revisit this, or we need to have, and a shelter would be a good idea. But I don't, you know, in other words, if the developers say this is going to be here for a while and we want to have a provision for that, maybe that's an amenity that others don't have and would give you a leg up. But as rare as these are, I mean, we just talked earlier to Steve Stangem, who's lived here all his life, said first time I ever saw a tornado. Okay, so they're rare. And as rare as they are, the chance that they will strike where you are, even more so. I just think common sense prevails here, I'm asking you, the listeners, what do you do in a tornado? What do you do when the skies threaten? Do you feel like you need some more information from government officials or weather service folks, or, you know, is there more can be done? Maybe I'm being too flippant about this, but it seems to me to be common sense of what you do, and it's so rare that we ought not go about reinventing the wheel here as we go. Anyway, correct me if I'm wrong, I'm as I always do, laying it on the line and telling you what I really think, and if you disagree, I welcome that. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. And the other story that I think deserves some additional thought is the question of this Kindred man who killed a motorist because he was driving and texting. He was going 90 miles an hour and texting, and he caused an accident, killed a man in this accident, and was sentenced this week to 30 days in jail, and also ordered to take part in a campaign to warn others about the dangers of texting and driving. Was that sentence too light? What's your take on that? Or anything else on your mind today as we wrap up the program with your take? All right, Bruce in Minot. Let's get to you at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Hey, Bruce, what's up?
Well, I'm listening to you talking about this tornado business, and I think you're making one basic mistake. You talk about common sense, and there isn't very much of that around. A lot of people come up here, they may have seen a tornado or a tornado in the news someplace, but they have no concept of what it's like out here in the prairies. A lot of these people lived in the trees, and that's just where their civilization is when they're down south or out east particularly. Without some sort of a program to indicate to them that these things do happen out here, they're really at a disadvantage. It's sort of like not telling them it's cold, or not telling them that they have to be careful when they drive. And we have a fantastic program about driving in the winter. And I think it's helping a little bit, and it doesn't help a lot, but not as much as it should. But the whole point is, I think you're ignoring a lot of things that people bring with them or don't bring with them when you say, yeah, no big deal.
Well, I guess I'm just assuming that somebody that lives in an RV, when they see the skies getting gray, is going to take the precautions necessary to they are rare.
Have you ever been down south where the skies get gray? They do it with great regularity.
It's a bigger problem down there, obviously. There's a tornado belt, right?
Some parts.
What would you do, Bruce?
Some parts not.
What would you do?
Well, I think it would be a campaign roughly the same as we have against drunk driving and bad driving in snow. Talk about the fact that these things do happen. A little better preventive when people come up here, through their companies, through their employment agencies, or whatever it is. Tell them what it's like. Because a lot of people simply don't know.
All right. Well, that's, I guess that's being neighborly. And to the extent you have public service campaigns about all kinds of things, you could certainly add that one to the list. I guess what I'm counseling against is just sort of this knee-jerk reaction that now you need to mandate storm shelters in every temporary camp and overreact a little bit. But I take your point. Maybe I'm being too simplistic, as you said. Scott and Dunn, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Comment on
Scott,
the storm
are you there?
Shelters. Yes. Hello.
Go ahead.
Yeah, can you hear me now?
I can hear you now, Scott. Go ahead. Yep.
Okay.
I sure can.
Hey,
yep.
I wanted to touch base on the storm shelters. Everybody's talking about storm shelters in these man camps. They're out in the oil patch making this money. Why not build them? why not these people that are wanting these storm shelters build them? Because they don't want to spend the money. The thing is they could easily build it, go buy the land, and build a storm shelter to protect themselves. But they don't want to do that. They want everybody else to provide it for them. And I don't think that's right. Everybody wants a hand out for themselves. They don't want to do it for themselves.
You know, I don't necessarily hear the residents saying we need this. I hear everybody else saying, oh, my gosh, we need to do this. Your point is, if you live in a, you know, temporary housing and you're in a storm shelter, then
if you
do it
want
yourself.
A storm
provide
shelter,
for your family. Have it there. Yeah.
If you want a storm shelter there, have it. Build it. There's nothing saying that you can't build it for yourself.
No, I hear you. I would also say if I'm in an RV park, I'll go find a shelter. There's community shelters in every town, right? There's
exactly.
Places you can go
people need to have common sense. There is a lacking of common sense these days, but you know what? When you are right. When the clouds build up and you don't see the sun anymore, go out and take a look. Do I need to start watching the sky a little bit? Maybe so. But being ignorant is not...
I'm with the folks that are a little critical. These folks, and I think some of this has come from the people that were videotaping it. I was appalled. I mean, they're videotaping this and having to roll up their window because the debris is where they're at. I don't think I'd be worried about videotaping it, but there again, that comes back to just common sense, and they didn't have it, unfortunately. But I don't think anything you or I could say to them would help, quite honestly. Hey, you ought not be doing that. Hello, that's common sense. Sandy Bismarck, I wanted to talk about the texting laws. We were chatting about the sentence of this kindred man earlier. What's on your mind, Sandy?
Well, I think that the punishment should be a lot more. I know your punishment if you commit a crime while using a gun is much more serious than if you commit a crime otherwise. To me, texting while driving is breaking the law. There is a law against it. So why 30 days for killing someone? How would you feel if that's your family member that died?
You know, what I was surprised about is that, this is evidently not untypical of a sentence in this particular case when there's not an intent to kill. No, so obviously, the kindred man didn't intend to kill this fellow motorist, but his actions, driving 90 and texting and ultimately causing an accident, did kill him. So I agree with you. 30 days in jail seems a little bit light. And, you know, they talked about a 2-year campaign going out and telling his story, which is great, but it's 100 hours over 2 years. It just doesn't seem like much of a punishment. I'm completely with you on that one, Sandy. Seems odd. Appreciate the call. Thanks. Let's go up to Aaron in Carrington. You're next on What's on Your Mind, Aaron?
Yeah, I just want to go back to the tornado conversation a little bit. And there's a prior caller talking about, well, down south, the skies get gray all the time, and that doesn't fly with me. I was born and have lived my entire life in North Dakota, but I went up to Alaska on a fishing trip one time, and it didn't take a public service campaign. It didn't take my tour guide. I knew enough. Don't go have a picnic on top of that volcano that's smoking. Where does it get a line drawn for people to be responsible for themselves and pay attention to your own surroundings for your own well-being?
I'm with you. And if you want a shelter, make sure you have one. Either find a location that has a shelter nearby or, build one yourself or... just in the very rare occasions when you see the, potential for this, leave your temporary housing. Aaron,
don't box yourself into a corner.
Thanks for the call from Carrington. More coming up after the break. We're in Watford City today. Don't go away, folks.
follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The Czech office putting its weight behind a new kind of soybean oil that will win back lost demand in the food market. New high oleic soybean varieties are expected to help secure and expand U.S. soybean oil demand and increase U.S. soybean farmers' profitability. High oleic oil does not contain trans fat and therefore is better for food, biodiesel, lubricants, and cosmetics. Customers are looking for a widely adapted soybean oil that works well for their applications. As an industry, we can offer them a solution with high oleic. The goal is to have 18 million acres of high oleic soybeans planted by 2023. If this goal is achieved, the value of soybeans is expected to increase by 66 cents per bushel for all U.S. soybean farmers.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
A word about agriculture from your friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Agriculture is an important industry in North Dakota, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is important to agriculture. See, Farm Bureau is dedicated to enhancing economic opportunities for their members. They're not just about farming and ranching. Farm Bureau has more than 27,000 members across the state. Folks just like you that are concerned about issues that matter, like our schools, our roads, our safety, and, of course, economic progress. At the North Dakota Farm Bureau, they provide a strong voice on issues that matter to all North Dakota citizens. Farm Bureau also provides their members with a variety of savings opportunities on everything from new and used vehicles to motels and home appliances. We're all in this together, and North Dakota Farm Bureau wants to be there to make sure our economy and agriculture remain strong for generations to come. Find out more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer you by going online to ndfb.org. That's ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
Final segment, What's on Your Mind? Wednesday, Watford City. We're broadcasting live. Last chance to get your comments in on any topics this morning at 800-228-0550. A lot of folks weighing in on the tornado question on Facebook. Keep that going. Paul says, had the person who captured the video perished and his phone found later, Darwin Award nominee. Tony says, we do not need a study. What's he talking about? We do need a study on fracking. Does it cause earthquakes and tornadoes? Okay, all right. Tony's having fun, I hope. Darren says, maybe it's just me, but with all the laughing, filming and not driving their truck, I don't clearly see that they had no place to go.
All right.
Levi says, common sense would tell me to drive away. Makes sense. Darren says, a 10-pound board at 120 miles an hour could have killed any of them. I don't think they understood as they laughed at guys running in the field for their lives. By the way, this video has gone viral now.
It's everywhere. Folks are weighing in on that.
Warren says, we need a campaign to alert people what the difference is between a fire siren and a weather alert siren. And that for $30, a weather alert radio that works nationwide would help these people. And that all those smartphones they are filming with can and do receive alerts for more than just weather through the National Weather Service. And the most counties have their own alert system. And you can sign up by going to the county website. Just because you live in the country doesn't mean you have to go through life uninformed, says Warren. Dan says everyone knows how to protect themselves during a tornado. And then there are those who choose not to or ignore the risk of not having a safe haven to go to. A culvert vertically sunk in the ground on top of a cement pad with a cover and a sump to keep it dry. It could have protected 10 people each and cost little to install. Nothing elaborate needed. All right, some of your comments on Facebook. Always appreciate that. Ben and Dickinson, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Ben.
I was thinking about this tornado awareness and, you know, like what common sense should be. The reason why we think it's common sense is because we all heard the story of the Wizard of Oz. You know?
Do you know that that movie?
That smarter than Dorothy, we can survive these things.
Yeah, exactly. That movie, you know, was the reason I was, and I guess still am, you know, afraid of tornadoes. I don't, you know, the idea of, to me, when there's a thunderstorm warning, and I just, this is just as a dad, right? And this is someone with a basement. I mean, I take them serious. But that movie was responsible. Do you remember that? I mean, that was a jarring tornado. And then when you actually see one for real, but good point.
Thanks, Scott.
Don't do it like Dorothy did, is Ben's advice there. But you're bringing back a childhood memory of why, you know, I guess I think it's just common sense to protect yourself when bad weather threatens. Carol in Goodrich, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Carol.
Yes, I was just going to make a comment on the tornado situation in RV parks. I live in an RV full time and we travel around the country and oftentimes we find ourselves in a strange area. We're not familiar with it. What would be really helpful is in the RV park, if they would, list some places that a person could go for a safe place in case of a tornado.
Sure, let people know. And again, I bet you find that information out, don't you? If you're taking your RV someplace where, you know, you're unfamiliar with the area, do you seek it out? Do you find out where would I go if?
Yes, we do. But sometimes it's not as easy as it is in other places, especially if you're in a small community.
And if I ran an RV park, I think I'd make it a service to say, by the way, you know, here's our list of what ifs. And, you know, if you're new to the community, here's what you need to know. So I think it'd be good business.
That would be wonderful, but it's not always accessible.
Right.
RV parks don't always do that.
And, you know, again, I don't know if it's anything that would be mandated, because I think common sense says if I live on an RV, I'm going to protect myself, but I think it's not a bad practice. Carol, appreciate your call. Nice to hear from Goodrich today. We had a woman who was listening earlier bring in a list of Skywarn training sessions that are regularly held, and I'm just looking. This is a April and May schedule, so these have passed, but they're everywhere. I mean, from Botno to Manning to Dickinson, Jamestown, Glen Allen, Towner, Headinger, Washburn, Bismarck, Lemoore, Minot, Medora, Beach, Hazen Center, Carrington, Scranton, Steele, Ellendale, Crosby, Mandan, Napoleon right here in Watford City, and Skywarn training sessions free and open to the public, no registration required, and it looks like the state of North Dakota puts these on. So this is at the National Weather Service website.
John Paul Martin, NOAA. The one in Bismarck, as a matter of fact. I don't know if he does all of them or what, but from the National Weather Service. So can't
be a bad idea. No. And we have another listener, by the way, tell us about what's happening. Something else is happening, rather, in Watford City coming up on the 6th of June. So circle your calendars for a groundbreaking event taking place in Watford City. Lieutenant Governor Drew Wrigley will be here. Watford City Mayor Brent Sanford hosting him and a bunch of local dignitaries. And they're doing a Thank You Watford City event as they kick off a new Bakken Development Solutions. Friday, June 6th, presented by the Crossings at Watford City, residential, retail, commercial development on the 6th of June, a Friday, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Groundbreaking. And, by the way, the Bakken Village is a three-story, 46,000-square-foot building at the center of the site. Live, work, retail, office, all kinds of things. So we'll tell you more about that as we get closer to that, but circle that date. We are out of time for today, folks. For Todd Mitchell, I'm Scott Hinnon from Watford City Wednesday, and a great day here in a great community. Thanks for listening. God bless you, and we'll see you tomorrow on What's on Your Mind. Bye-bye.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion 4 Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
It's already too late. Criminals have kicked in your door and are now in your home. Before this happens, homeowners have a choice. One, do nothing and hope you aren't one of the 1.4 million families attacked each year. Or two, refuse to be a victim. And for as low as $59, reinforce your doors with Door Devils. Door Devils simply attach to existing door frames and have proven to stop the biggest bad guys from kicking in doors. Read our police testimonials of real-life events at DoorDevil.com. Alarms don't stop kick-ins. We do. DoorDevil.com.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $1.79, two cases for only $3.55, or get three cases for only $5.15, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi everyone, I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side. The good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors. And it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission. A mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity nutritional supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information.